Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, I'd like to let you hear what $1,000 worth of movie tickets sounds like. So we'll get to that. National Public Radio mentioned that Alan Keyes is leaving the Republican Party. This was on their program today, Talk of the Nation, about 20 minutes into the program, that Alan Keyes is leaving the Republican Party and will run for president as a member of the Constitution Party. Wow. All right, Alan Keyes, and Alan said he was speaking yesterday in the Lincoln Ballroom of a hotel on the campaign trail, and he said the Republican Party has become a dark and confused place. And so, to tremendous applause, Alan Keyes announced that he's running for president with the Constitution Party. And that should be fascinating. We look forward to Alan's campaign and to following it and reporting on it. Now, the folks who produced Ben Stein's movie, Expelled, they put out a press release today. Ben Stein's Expelled, set to open on 1,000 screens, and they're talking about all the stir over this movie. And in this press release, even the atheists that are just taking a fit, and they're telling them, hey, guys, take a sedative. Calm down. It's only a movie. But anyway, actually, it's more than just a movie, right? It's a battle of worldviews. God versus the people who hate him or want to ignore him, which is pretty much the same thing. In the second paragraph of this press release from Premise Media, the production company that made this movie, Expelled, in the second paragraph, they do not name American Right to Life, but they referred to American Right to Life's press release, a group holding a movie marathon for all 15 Expelled showings at their theater. That's exciting. And this is their major press release out today. So I'd like to quote from this press release for you in a moment. Also, Premise Media filed a lawsuit in Texas in federal court against an evolutionist organization, Ex Vivo. They produce animation about life inside the cell. And they've been claiming that the movie Expelled infringes on their copyright for their cell animation. And so the producers of Expelled have filed suit in federal court against Ex Vivo and asking the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of Texas to issue a declaratory judgment that there is no copyright or any other infringement. So that should be interesting. Of course, the atheist will stop at nothing to try to discredit this fascinating movie. And our movie marathon, by the way, wherever you are in the country, please go to the Expelled opening weekend showings. Go to at least one or more this weekend, starting Friday morning. But here in Denver, we're going, and I have here in my hands $1,000 worth of movie tickets for Expelled. Have you ever heard $1,000 worth of tickets? Let's see what it sounds like. I don't know. Could you tell? Could you tell what? Is that $1,000 worth? Let's hear. Sounds like it. Now, our movie marathon is this whole weekend, all 15 showings in Arvada, Colorado. If you're anywhere in the Denver metro area and you can only make one or two showings, please come and join us at Wadsworth and 55th at the Old Town 14 Arvada Theater. But wherever you are in the state or in the country, if you can, this weekend especially, because that helps the movie to open on additional theater screens in the coming weeks if it does well on opening weekend. So if you're going to see Expelled, the time to see it is Friday or Saturday or Sunday. That's the time to see it. And if you listen to BEL, I guess that's the only way to hear this right now, right? If you're a friend of Bob Enyart Live, there's going to be a special showing Friday night at 7 o'clock. Friday night at 7 o'clock. And I hope you could come on out and join us. There are four of us so far who have made a commitment to be at every single showing. Every single showing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And in Arvada, Colorado, the showings are all the same times for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're 11:30 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 4:30, 7 in the evening, and 9:30. So we'll show up at the theater about 11 o'clock Friday morning. We're going to have a wonderful time of fellowship. And if you come for one of those showings in Arvada, please obey all theater rules. You know, even though we'll be greatly in need of protein bars and trail mix, of course, the theater does not want you to bring food in from outside. So obey all theater rules. And any survival items you think we could use, only bring them if you know that it's permissible. By Colorado's largest theater chain, the chain that we're going to be seeing this at. And it's going to be a blast. Okay, now, this also in, WorldNet Daily announced that there's a complaint that's been filed with the FEC against Hillary Clinton for having a fundraising dinner headlined by Elton John. Now, certainly, that would offend anyone's sensibilities, right? But it also is possibly a violation of law because, according to federal campaign finance law, people who are not citizens of the U.S. cannot help raise funds for U.S. elections and thereby interfere with U.S. elections. And so WorldNet Daily reported that Judicial Watch filed a complaint April 14th with the FEC. And I just want to let you know, American Right to Life was keeping this quiet, not to unduly influence the FEC. So they didn't put out a press release about this. But American Right to Life Action, Steve Curtis, the president, filed a complaint with the FEC on this 2.5 weeks before Judicial Watch. They hired probably one of the most prominent attorneys in the state of Colorado. I won't mention his name. And he produced the FEC complaint, and American Right to Life filed it with the FEC in Washington. And the FEC has since contacted American Right to Life twice, letting them know that they are processing their complaint, and they've asked for additional information. So it's going well, and we'll let you know, of course, whether or not anything of interest is ruled on here in this FEC complaint to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Okay. So Steve Curtis, thanks for being on top of this. Of course, Steve Curtis is not only the president of American Right to Life Action, a political 527 group, but he is the co-founder of lifecommercials.com. And they have a banquet coming up a week from Saturday. And boy, is this going to be fun. A comedian, Darren Streblo, and some speaker, who's the speaker? He's going to present Focus on the Strategy 3. Hey, wait a minute, that's a ripoff of our titles. He can't present Focus on the Strategy. We issued Focus on the Strategy 2 a year ago. Let me see, who is this? The evening includes comedian Darren Streblo and a live presentation by talk show host Bob Enyar. Oh, that's me. Oh, it's okay. I guess it's okay if we use our own title. Focus on the Strategy 3. This revolutionary series is changing the face of the pro-life movement in America, according to Life Commercials. And so this is in the Denver area, Westminster, Colorado, at the DoubleTree Hotel. $55 a ticket. Tables of 10 available for only $550. Now that's a deal. And I'll give you the phone number, and you could register online also at lifecommercials.com. Please come on out if you can. Encourage Steve Curtis. While you're there, you could thank him for being on the ball and filing with everything else he's doing, which, believe me, is just an enormous task on behalf of the unborn and in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Steve also found time to hire a lawyer and get a complaint written and filed with the FEC 2.5 weeks before Judicial Watch, and that's their gig. That's their gig. So American Right to Life Action beat Judicial Watch to the punch. And so you could thank Steve Curtis for going after Hillary Clinton and Mitt Romney the way American Right to Life did. Okay. So now we're back to the press release put out today by the producers of Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, Ben Stein's movie that's already hit an all-time record, opening a documentary, although a sarcastic documentary, opening on 1,000 screens this Friday all over the country. And so here's from the press release. Set to open on 1,000 screens, Ben Stein's Expelled stirs major controversy even before its April 18th release nationwide. Ben Stein's movie Expelled has triggered heated reactions from both sides of the debate between religion and science. Atheists are crashing Expelled screenings and conference calls. Okay, that's cool. Critics are slamming it and leaders are raving about it. One organization is urging theaters to reject the film, while another is holding a movie marathon for all 15 Expelled showings at their theater. Now, let me tell you, it's neat. It's encouraging to American Right to Life. I know I talked to them today, to Brian Rohrbaugh, the president of American Right to Life. And by the way, Steve Curtis is the president of their political action committee, American Right to Life Action. So I talked to Brian Rohrbaugh today, and he's thrilled. He's been spearheading an effort behind the scenes to promote this movie to increase the number of theaters that it's showing in. And I think we have evidence that his efforts have helped directly to add dozens of theaters, screens, to the opening of this movie, helping it break the 1,000 theater mark. And so he was thrilled to see, of all the excitement and the hoopla and the controversy regarding this opening of this movie, in the second paragraph, they list American Right to Life's movie marathon. And I mean, there's been a lot of hype for this movie, positive hype. For example, the number one rated controversy on the internet, and there's a rating service for not only controversies, but what is being debated on the internet. The number one blog controversy on the internet 3 weeks ago was the movie Expelled. Yahoo's top searches 8 days ago, number six on their top 10 topics of what is being searched for on Yahoo was Expelled. Imagine that. Six out of millions? That's pretty good. The front page of the New York Times. Nearly 2 million visitors have come to the Expelled movie site just in the past couple months. And of all the activity going on, they release today's major press release just 2 days before the opening. And in the second paragraph, the first example of support for the theater, they quote from American Right to Life's press release. That's pretty neat. And that's a good example of our friends at American Right to Life, how they're out there, they're fighting for the innocent and to advocate enforcement of God's enduring command, do not murder. But they do it in ways that are non-traditional. I mean, fighting against evolution and for the evidence for intelligent design, that there's a God, a creator who made us. And so here's an opportunity to do that in a real way to help reach hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people with a message that they've been lied to about Darwinism and a godless worldview. So good for you guys. Praise the Lord. In fact, their press release, I think I've already mentioned the news sources that ran their press release that came out just on the 11th, 5 days ago. But it was Yahoo News, AOL News, Forbes.com, Film Distributors Associations, and Hollywood Reporter, LA Times, Houston Chronicle, and a couple dozen other websites and blogs. And atheists are up in arms, of course, about the movie and about American Right to Life's support of the movie. There's a neat link to the American Right to Life press release at a website called GenerationExpose.com. GenerationExpose.com, exposing truth to a generation not accustomed to truth. So just really neat time. In fact, I'd like to quote a bit more from this press release now. So one organization is urging theaters to reject the film, Ben Stein's Expelled, while another is holding a movie marathon for all 15 Expelled showings at their theater, and that's where these come in. I don't know if you could hear that. That's the sound of $1,000 worth of movie tickets. Pretty cool. Okay. And I got to thank Russ Holmes from Alaska for getting these tickets for us. Russ, thanks for dropping them off. Okay, let's see. Okay, from the press release, Expelled screenings for legislators in Florida and Missouri are causing political firestorms and driving academic freedom bills that challenge Darwinism. And then they quote Logan Kraft, one of the executive producers, "The reaction to Expelled is threatening to ignite a new Cold War between religion and science. And the implications are enormous," says executive producer Logan Kraft. "The atheists are going ballistic over our little movie. I want to remind them it's just a movie. Relax." Early pre-screenings of the film have been met with both rave reviews and harsh criticism. Radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh called it powerful and fabulous, while critic Roger Friedman called it sloppy and not just a little boring. So interesting, isn't it? The Orlando Sentinel's Roger Moore said it's not particularly funny, while Movie Guide called it wry, funny, and well-crafted. And in the blogosphere, that's where people write columns and other people respond, blogs. And in the blogosphere, where Expelled is creating the most buzz, bloggers like Brian Swaggerty are calling Ben Stein an idiot, while others like John Villarreal are praising Stein as a genius. Okay, so he's an idiot or a genius. And Logan Kraft commented, "It's amazing to see the totally opposite reactions to Expelled. At most of our pre-screenings, audiences are giving standing ovations, but others are calling it pathetic. We think the response has more to do with one's worldview than with the film itself." And of course, he's right. Of course, people's comments typically tell you more about them than they do about the subject they're commenting on. Typically. According to one prominent U.S. movie theater chain, people are even sending emails to boycott Expelled. Now, this is the beautiful people who believe in free speech, tolerance, and diversity, right? They're the ones who want the movie censored. Now, that's what they say. If there's a book in a library in a children's school promoting homosexual behavior and we say that book shouldn't be there, they start screaming censorship. And now they go to a movie chain where presumably adults go to buy tickets to see movies, and they want this movie censored. I use the term loosely because it's the government that censors things. This would be a private industry. But still, they're hypocrites. They're free speech mavens, right? Okay, according to one prominent U.S. movie theater chain, people are even sending emails to boycott Expelled. One email, which the theater chain forwarded to the producers of Expelled, read, I urge the management of this theater company to consider rejecting the highly controversial film Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, as it undermines science in our nation's schools. Oh, yeah, right. And I guess Napoleon, what was the name of that movie? Napoleon Bonaparte, Napoleon Einstein, Einstein's younger brother. I don't know. I guess all these other Ted and Fred's Excellent Adventure, I guess they all promote science in our schools. The average fare out of Hollywood, that all really promotes science and reason and rationality And here's one movie that needs to be censored because it's undermining. It's just hysterical. It's undermining science in our nation's schools. Why is it being shown in our schools? It's not being shown in our school, you dimwit. Let's continue. And now here's a quote from a pastor in Kansas City. This is the first time since Passion of the Christ that we've become really engaged in the release of a movie, said Pastor Jerry Johnson of First Family Church in Kansas City, who is hosting multiple screenings of Expelled. We think the debate about the origin of life isn't settled yet. Obviously, Jerry. Despite what's being taught in our public schools, this is more than a movie, it's a cause. Amen. Said Johnston, who will explore the topic in a four-week sermon series in conjunction with the release of Expelled. By the way, at Denver Bible Church this Sunday morning, we are going to have Sunday school at 9:30 as usual for adults and kids. Talk about evolution, creation, intelligent design, and its effect on worldviews, abortion, suicide, the Holocaust, and so on, Columbine. And then as a church, we're going to forego our Sunday morning service, and we will head off in lieu of our Sunday morning church service, Denver Bible Church, the congregation will head off to the movies. And so you're invited to come on out, 72nd and Oak. We meet on the grounds of Maranatha Christian Center. They have 20 beautiful wooded acres with livestock and a pond, just a gorgeous campus there. And we meet in their main building. And so come and join us Sunday morning, 9:30. Then at 10:50, we'll all get ready and head out in a caravan. Now, let's go to the phones in Denver, Colorado. Vic, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob. How are you today?
Doing well, sir. What's up?
I just want to let you know I'm looking forward to this weekend, the movie.
Yeah.
I called, you know, our friend Jay Sekulow.
Jay Sekulow. Yeah, he's a Christian lawyer.
Nationwide audience.
Oh, yeah.
And called his show day before yesterday. Got on the air, talked a little bit about what's going on in our country, told him American Right to Life is sponsoring a marathon opening weekend for Ben Stein's new movie. We're just encouraging everybody to come out. It was so exciting.
Praise the Lord. So, Vic, you got that on Jay Sekulow's radio show, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
All right. Well, thanks for promoting the movie marathon, the Ben Stein's Expelled, and American Right to Life all in one call.
Yeah, thanks. I love you, man.
Praise God. Thanks. Appreciate that. That's Vic in Denver. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278, 800-836-9278. Of course, you could call, ask for our catalog, Bob and Your Life catalog of our Bible study resources, videos, our science pack about creation, evolution, the age of the earth, the Bible. It's all so fascinating. That's 1-800-836-9278 to get on the air or to ask for our catalog or to order any of our materials. You could ask questions about what we have that may help to meet your needs. Okay, so the movie, the Association of Christian Schools International, has thousands of member schools, and they're urging their member schools to use Expelled as a springboard for classroom discussion. Many of our atheist friends are deeply angered by our film, and we can't figure out why, noted executive producer Walt Ruloff. This is America, and we should all be ready for a little debate. My hope is that instead of trying to shut down the movie, the atheists will join the debate. Let the conversation begin. That's right, Walt, but of course, and we interviewed Walt on this program in this past week, and that was a really fun interview. But of course, oh, and by the way, Walt Ruloff during that interview mentioned that they sent a film crew to Brian Rohrbaugh's home while producing this movie, and they've got the film and the footage, and they're thinking of including some of that material in the extended edition that will be out on DVD, and that would be wonderful. Boy, that'd be thrilling. Okay, of course, I wished it was in the main release for the theaters, but still, it'll be great. So Walt Ruloff, great point. Atheists would rather shut down the movie than have a dialogue. Whatever happened to free speech and tolerance and diversity? Oh, that's only if you are opposing God and a creator. That there's no free speech, tolerance, or diversity if you're in support of a creator, just if you're opposing one. They're hypocrites. Expelled, no intelligence allowed, opens on over 1,000 screens nationwide. And it's being marketed by Motive Entertainment. You've heard of that company, right? They're the PR firm that was the marketing campaign. They ran the marketing campaign for Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, which was massively successful at the box office. And also, they did the marketing for Polar Express. Now, that movie was fascinating. Fascinating movie. If you know how to present it to your kids in a way that's conducive, you know, for a discussion with the family and kids, Polar Express was a great movie. They also did the PR campaign for the Walden Media Disney epic series, The Chronicles of Narnia. And that there's another movie, Prince Caspian, coming out there. So it's all been great. It's all been great. And thank you for tuning in. Bob and you're live. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center is in Arvada, Colorado. Arvada at 72nd and Oak Street. So check out Maranatha Christian Center, pre-K through 12th grade. 20 beautiful acres, 100 on staff, over 500 students. Just a neat place. And our website is kgov, kgov.com. May God bless you.